With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He says he wants to talk about affordability. New York City's mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani meets with President Trump today at the White House. We're starting to get details of the latest U.S.-brokered Ukraine peace plan. It includes land concessions that the Ukrainians have so far rejected.
Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The FAA says just 776 of the nearly 20,000 air traffic controllers and technicians who worked without pay during the shutdown will get bonuses, only those with perfect attendance.
A number of workers called out of work as the shutdown dragged on longer than a month. Some of them got side jobs. Others weren't able to pay for child care because they weren't getting a check. Their absences forced delays at airports across the country, and some flights were cut. President Donald Trump suggested the bonuses for those who stayed on the job during the shutdown, and even suggested that air traffic controllers who missed work should be docked in pay. FAA officials have not publicly said anything about penalizing controllers. Donna Water, Washington.
St. Louis County police say a knife-wielding man has been shot dead by an officer at St. Louis Lambert International Airport. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 228 points. NASDAQ futures 80 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of young people want to turn the government over to AI.
A survey from Rasmussen Reports and the Emerging Issues Center reveals that 41% of Americans ages 18 to 39 think it would be a good idea to allow advanced artificial intelligence systems to make public policy decisions. Incredibly, 36% of young people also think AI should decide, quote, rights that belong to individuals and families, including rights related to speech, religious practices, government authority, and property. Michael Harrington reporting.
A veteran FBI employee is claiming in a lawsuit that he was fired last month after displaying a gay pride flag at his workplace. David Maltinsky had worked at the FBI for 16 years. He's been dismissed for inappropriate display of political signage. The plaintiff also promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion programs during his time at the Bureau. President Trump issued an executive order in January putting an end to all DEI programs in the federal government. Longtime NFL coach Dave Tobe answers President Trump's criticism of the league's new kickoff rules.
Trump attended a game earlier this month and criticized the rules on the Pat McAfee show, calling them demeaning and unsafe. Tobe, who has coached special teams for over two decades, pointedly dismissed Trump's comments on Thursday.
He has no idea what's going on with the kickoff rule. So, I mean, I take that for what it's worth. And I hope he hears it.
The rules, made permanent this year, require the ball to be kicked from the 35-yard line, with players waiting at the 40 until the ball is touched or lands. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Law enforcement leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, say a federal immigration crackdown centered around the city appears to be tapering off. But a Homeland Security official insists the operation will continue, saying the operation is not over and will not be ending anytime soon. More details at srnnews.com.